DW.
For the second week this year, I've woken to, if not been woken by, the recently resumed dawn chorus and early shards of light that serve as its conductor. Like a tuneful alarm clock, the birdsong is a reliable indicator of where we are in the year, of the first blush of spring, of the coming warmth, and of the Sunday in which we seek to tamper with the natural order of things.
Everyone appreciates the long light evenings. Everyone laments their shrinkage as the days grow shorter, and nearly everyone has given utterance to regret that the clear bright light of early mornings during spring and summer months is so seldom seen or used.
In a 1905 pamphlet unambiguously entitled The Waste of Daylight, an English builder known as William Willett outlined a case for putting the clocks forward in April and back again in September.
That so many as 210 hours of daylight are to all intents and purposes wasted every year is a defect in our civilization. Let England recognise and remedy it.
England did eventually get round to such recognition and remedy, but only after Willett had died, and Germany, seeking to conserve energy during the First World War, had tinkered with its timepieces. Many other nations followed suit, and daylight savings finally became part of the European machinery in the 1990s. But now, according to the results of a 2018 EU survey, Germany in particular seems to want to revert to a world in which time is left to run its own course. Of the 4.6 million participants, 3 million were German, and more than 80% called for an end to the mind-bending business of springing forwards and falling backwards. Some see it as unnecessary and confusing, others as bad for human health, others again as a failed attempt to make energy and economic savings. I'd be as glad as any to wave goodbye to fake time. Partly because the fact that it's taken me most of my life to remember which way to turn the hands at which seasonal juncture suggests it's of no seminal importance, but largely because transitioning to spring the way we do feels so abruptly unnatural. Ideally, we'd just forget to touch our clocks this Sunday morning. But of course, it's not that simple. For starters, there's the issue of whether to stick with summer or winter time. A quandary complex enough for European MPs to suggest each country should decide for itself, with the help of a coordination committee, that is. And that might take a while. But if 2021 really is the year we stop changing the clocks, I'm confident that Germany will opt for the chance to spend as many additional hours as possible with its eyes closed and face tilted adoringly towards the sun. For here, as William Willett claimed more than a century ago, everyone appreciates the long light evenings and everyone laments their shrinkage as the days grow shorter. At least almost everyone, because there's also me, and I happen to like the doom and gloom of the average Berlin winter. I like the many shades of grey the sky can produce during the months it closes in on us. I like the inclement cold and the drizzle. And I like those short days where the sun slumbers deep enough below the horizon to remain invisible. Oh, I know that wouldn't all be lost to me entirely, but still, I'm happy to have my winters just the way they are. So much so that I gladly extend them until they fade of their own volition, in keeping with the natural order of things.
DW.